The FBI has dropped a search for five men believed to have entered the country illegally. The Bureau announced the search before New Year's, indicating the five might have a connection to terror. Now the Bureau has doubts about the source of that information. NPR's Larry Abramson is here to talk about it. Larry, who gave these names to the FBI in the first place?
His name is Michael John Hamdani. He's a Pakistani national, and he was arrested for trying to sell false documents in the U.S. back in 1996. He never appeared for that charge, and then he was arrested again in Canada a few months ago. He worked out this deal with the Canadian police. They said they would drop the charges if he cooperated and provided some information to them. So he basically squealed on these five guys, and now the FBI is starting to wonder whether he just made the whole thing up in order to fulfill his part of the bargain.
So was there ever any indication that these five were involved in terrorism?
No, there wasn't, but the FBI felt that terrorists frequently use fake documents like these guys are believed to have done to cross borders. So they said, we'll post the names and we'll stick it under the terrorism part of our website just to be very cautious. But now they're sort of wondering whether that was the right place to put these names. But of course, from the FBI's point of view, being cautious is good. From our point of view, from the public's point of view, it can be alarming.
And a little bit confusing also.
Right.
So did the FBI overreact?
Well, I think that, as I said, they say they're being cautious, and there might be discussion over there about just how they're going to announce these alerts. You remember a few weeks ago there was concern after they predicted that there were going to be spectacular terrorism attacks, and then they never happened. But, you know, if this information did turn out to be reliable and they had nailed these guys and they turned out to be real hardcore terrorists, I think we would all be applauding the FBI for their foresight.
Now, this Hamdani fellow, he's not exactly off the hook, right?
No, he's supposed to appear in New York tomorrow in court on those charges, on the false document charges. His attorney says he didn't lie. He did fulfill his bargain, and the information that he provided was reliable. But he may find it tougher to wriggle out of the U.S. charges that he faces than he did from the Canadian charges that he faced. And the FBI says the case is not over for them. They are still going to try to crack this document fraud ring that this guy was involved in. And so for them, this hasn't really been a waste at all.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.